April 22, 2026. Today's reading from Encounter with God. Love longs for intimacy. Opening prayer. Lord Jesus, thank you for seeking and saving me, and for loving me with a love that will never let me go. Read Song of Solomon, chapter 5. He. I have come into my garden, my sister, my bride. I have gathered my myrrh with my spice. I have eaten my honeycomb and my honey. I have drunk my wine and my milk. Friends, eat, friends, and drink. Drink your fill of love. She, I slept, but my heart was awake. Listen, my beloved is knocking. Open to me, my sister, my darling, my dove, my flawless one. My head is drenched with dew, my hair with the dampness of the night. I have taken off my robe. Must I put it on again? I have washed my feet. Must I soil them again? My beloved thrust his hand through the latch opening. My heart began to pound for him. I arose to open for my beloved, and my hands dripped with myrrh, my fingers with flowing myrrh on the handles of the bolt. I opened for my beloved, but my beloved had left. He was gone. My heart sank at his departure. I looked for him, but did not find him. I called him, but he did not answer. The watchmen found me as they made their rounds in the city. They beat me, they bruised me. They took away my cloak, those watchmen of the walls. Daughters of Jerusalem, I charge you, if you find my beloved, what will you tell him? Tell him I am faint with love. Friends, how is your beloved better than others, most beautiful of women? How is your beloved better than others, that you so charge us? She, my beloved is radiant and ruddy, outstanding among 10,000. His heart is purest gold. His hair is wavy and black as a raven. His eyes are like doves by the water streams, washed in milk, mounted like jewels. His cheeks are like beds of spice, yielding perfume. His lips are like lilies, dripping with myrrh. His arms are rods of gold, set with topaz. His body is like polished ivory, decorated with lapis lazuli. His legs are pillars of marble, set on bases of pure gold. His appearance is like Lebanon, choice as its cedars. His mouth is sweetness itself. He is altogether lovely. This is my beloved, this is my friend, daughters of Jerusalem. Reflect. Think of a time that you have felt distant from God. What did you miss the most during those times? The famous saying that absence makes the heart grow fonder describes the notion that love can grow when people are apart. After the accolades for each other in the previous chapters, the poem shifts to action in the first 8 verses of chapter 5. The man calls for his love and knocks at her door. The woman is unable to answer in time, and when she finally opens the latch, he is gone. The absence of her love intensifies her longing for him, and she goes out to search the city for him. She cannot find him, and the watchmen of the city abuse her. She calls out to the daughters of Jerusalem, see verse 8. To help her find her love. We then get the return of the chorus, asking her why her lover is worth their helping her. In the remaining verses, we get what seems like a repetition of the commendation that the woman spoke in chapters 2 and 3. However, her description of her beloved mirrors his speech in chapter 4, verses 1 through 7, with the woman focusing on the physical beauty of her beloved. This mimicry of her beloved's speech intensifies her longing when separated from him. Absence has made the heart grow fonder. There are times in our relationship with God when we feel close to or distant from God. When we feel far away from God, there are two possible responses. We can let our love diminish, as we can be deceived into thinking that God does not care about us or indeed love us. Or we can hold on to the deep love that we know God has for us and, like the woman, seek after God so that we might feel close to him again. Apply. If you feel far from God, pray that you may know His love for you, that you may seek Him. Alternatively, pray for others who now feel distant from God. Closing prayer. Father in heaven, thank you that you are always near, whether or not your children sense your presence. Help me to respond to that truth with steadfast love and devotion.